for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
It's Friday. I'm glad.
Hello, Watchhoolians.
Watchhoolians. We got Flames on the show. He's back after a small hiatus.
Yes, and we're starting a dead wrestlers band.
And if you steal a car with weed in it, don't tell the cops.
Or at least go to Paradise Island.
I forgot about Paradise Island for a second. We wrote a song on the show today.
Yep. Enjoy.
Later.
Owner of a mink farm.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm playing Dustin's favorite band.
Owner of a mink farm. Yes.
Nope.
Monster.
Yes.
Banger.
Indian.
Oh, I love those guys.
Hans loves them too. That's why I'm playing them. They're a little bit harsh, so I'm going to turn them down a little bit. But they're from Chicago, and they're one of Hans's favorite bands. And they include one of the former members of Midian, which was members of Yob, local ties to the Chicago band. Will Lindsay used to live in Eugene. So.
Ooh.
That's right. He used to play in a band called Fuck God in the Face.
Oh, okay.
You guys ever heard of that band?
Nope.
They were a band called Fuck God in the Face, which is a pretty outrageous name for a band.
That's hardcore.
They just called it Fuck God in the Face, but you could call it F Gidiff if you're skittish of saying Fuck God.
F Gidiff.
F Gidiff.
It's quicker.
It is quicker. Definitely quicker. But welcome to Friday. We got Flames in the hizzy.
Meow.
And no John Mink from the Mink Factory because he backed out on us.
Oh, no, I'm a Mink Factory.
I know that was supposed to be yesterday or Wednesday, but it's still grating on me like a block of cheese, which I talked about stealing cheese last couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that cheese is the most shoplifted food in the world.
I believe it.
Oh, Jesus. I couldn't.
But,
Jesus. I couldn't believe it.
Do you go for the 5 pound block?
No, I can't fit. No, I just go for a thin pack of sliced.
Oh.
I usually steal it. I'm not going to say anymore because that could incriminate myself. I steal it from a store.
You know, that brings up a story that I've been trying to.
I lift it from the cheese shop. Go ahead with your story.
A man in Salt Lake City felt guilty about dining and dashing at a restaurant in 1941.
So he came back and paid his bill later?
1941, dude, 72 years later.
Yeah.
he had so much guilt over that time that in the last 72 years he was able to save up $5 to pay back to the restaurant.
It took him 72 years to save $5?
That was his guilt after 72 years. He felt he should pay him back $5, which was five times the amount of the bill. So he did it with interest. Which is a fair amount of interest, right, I guess?
Yeah.
The current owners plan on giving the $5 to the previous owners.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. It probably broke their bank. It fucked up their whole thing. That's why they had to sell the restaurant.
Dude, this was his 72 at least. So he's in his 80s probably, right?
Dude, the interest would be phenomenal.
So he's in his 80s, and he was so embarrassed that he sent his daughter in to give him the money.
Well, of course.
Into the restaurant.
Of course.
So she was probably in her 60s.
You know what's ironic about that story? This song by Indian is from an album called Guiltless. And he felt so guilty that he had to repay a $5 fucking tab from...
It was only a dollar, but he chose to pay $5. But why didn't he think about it after 25 years? They probably would have been cool with $3, you know, if he would have went in there
He just wanted to let
50 years sooner, back in 91, if he would have went in there and got, here's $3.
He just wanted to let it grate on him a little bit more and simmer. You know, I'm trying to use anything else that has to do with food. He was boiling.
Mm-hmm.
And he burned himself out. And then he got baked. It fried his memory.
What do you think he had back in 1941? What would he eat at a diner?
Can I get 2 eggs over easy with a side of white toast? Because I'm racist. Just want the white toast.
Probably steak.
He might have ordered eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Bent dick. Eggs bent dick with some sauce.
Because if you got a bent dick, you can reach the eggs easier.
Mm-hmm. Meow.
Just meow. To break that yolk up.
Meow.
You got to be yoking me.
Quit yoking my leg.
You got to be yoking Ono. Yeah, we talked about it on Wednesday when Flames wasn't around, but Nirvana got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah?
And Joan Jett was Kurt Cobain.
Oh, I heard about that.
And some other ladies, but here I wanted to talk about their acceptance speech where Courtney Love actually was nice and, what do you call it?
Cordial.
Cordial, yes.
Really?
She like gave, a cherry.
She was intelligent,
she
right?
She gave hugs to Dave and Chris. And Wendy Cobain was there, too. She said, you know, I have a big speech, but I'm not going to say it. This is my family I'm looking at right now, all of you. Brother Chris, Mr. Dave Grohl, my Grandma Wendy, hugged him, and she didn't cause a scene, which I thought she was fucking going to freak out.
And she then later backstage, she showed them all her vagina.
Vagina. Yeah,
which looked like a worn-out sweat sock.
Oh, jeez.
I saw it, dude. It looked,
had a couple of holes in it, huh?
Oh, God. That's a, she added an S to her band's name now. Holes. My vagina is just ripped apart. I've got a hole in my hole.
Moth hole.
Moth hole. Like a moth to my hole.
Would you spell moth hole with one H or two?
One
That's
H.
A good question because there's a lot of words like that that really fuck with me when I'm trying.
Like a watch hole?
Yeah, waffle.
But like if you spelt it without two H's, it'd be like watchole.
Watchole.
Better watch all your watch hole.
Watch all
that would kill you. Oh man, I'm still coughing up shit. I shouldn't have. I inhaled
shouldn't,
a lot of.
You shouldn't. You've been watching too much cat poop.
You've been watching too much South Park.
We haven't talked shit in a long time. We're like, remember when we used to segmentize talking shit? Remember that?
I do remember, and it used to freak Jared out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No scatological subject matter.
What's up, Jared?
Hey, he sent a report recently via Facebook, Dave Wilson, from Jared Nelson, talking about some of the new bands out there that he's been checking out in the Virginia area. He's a Virginian now.
Wow.
With Mountain Mamman.
That's right. Well. I shouldn't even say it, but I can't help myself. I wonder if he's a Virginian.
Virginian.
Come on, Jared. Have you ever stuck it in a Courtney hole? Corny hole. Corny holes are better sometimes. If you fuck an ass before you fuck a puss, you might not ever go back to the front door.
You always sneak in through the back.
And like I said before, it can be your worst enema. Enemy. Well,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
What came first, the chicken or bacon?
Dog penis.
Bacon.
I have a friend who said they're not going to eat pigs anymore because they saw a pig who could sit and roll over and trainable pet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dog.
Oh, yeah. Smarter than a dog.
Why
so
not eat
you
it?
Can train rats, too. I still eat them.
My dog can shake, and I ate him last night.
You know what's weird is mice go really well with cheese.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What? I wouldn't think that.
What's that?
Cheese and mice.
Mice and cheese.
Jesus, mice.
I used to eat cheese and rice, but now I eat cheese and mice on a Ritz.
Yep. I once had a Ritz, and if you looked at it from a certain angle, it looked like Jesus mice.
A certain angola?
Mm-hmm.
Angola. Angly.
Angly?
Angly. Yeah.
That's angly. Angly. Hey, it's Friday, you guys. Are we lolling out today or what?
Yeah.
We're all Friday. Fucking full of pizza, dude. We ate
pizza
some pizza
now. I love it.
That's right.
That's some great stuff.
They got the choke your chicken, and we're trying to talk old crispy salmon into making it some kind of a desserty pie. Like just,
oh, he's in the works of it.
It's just covered with like sand and tumbleweed. It's a desert pie. It would be maybe have... Like fake sand could be brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like an oasis with a maybe a nice Alfredo basis in the oasis.
Yeah.
Alfredo is the bassist.
How long do you... How long do you think a moment is?
We've already talked about this, but I'll have you ask Flames because I know the answer.
Oh, you know the answer. All of a sudden, you know.
Already knew it.
All right.
A moment.
How long is a moment, Flames? Just one single moment. How long?
It's just a fraction of 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Yes.
No.
3 minutes.
Less.
2 minutes.
Less.
1 minute.
Less.
30 seconds.
Less.
15 seconds.
Ding!
Don't get caught up in the last 15 seconds.
15 seconds, dude.
Because I've gotten caught up in my 15 seconds of fame, and it was a quick moment. It was like a New York minute times 7.
In a New York minute?
Did you know that a moment is 7 times a New York minute plus 1/2 of a moment?
Oh, that's right. It's the New York minutes, 3
but
minutes.
All are less than a score.
New York minute is 1 second.
All are less than a score.
1 4 score.
You know, a score is 20 years.
4 score and 7 years ago.
That's 87 years.
87 years ago today. Now, why wouldn't you just say that?
Because he wanted to get, he liked sports. He wanted there to be a score.
It was a fortnight ago. A fortnight. That's
a fortnight's like 40 days.
No, it's 2 weeks, bro.
Oh, 2 weeks.
We just talked about that. Mind if I call you, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. You do? Okay. Okay, then, brother.
Alternate. Bro Hammy.
Hulk Hammond.
Bro Ham.
Hulk Hogan.
Do you think it matters, Flames, if a pig eats acorns when you're eating in the ham on a burger?
Say what?
When you're eating the ham on a burger and you got a piece of slab of ham, right, that you're eating on, right?
Yeah.
You followed him so far?
You're eating a ham sandwich, right?
With a burger on it.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's a ham sandwich.
Quit reading into the scenario.
Do you think it makes a difference whether that pig ate something or he ate just acorns?
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
You think so? So yeah. If he just ate acorns, would he taste acorny? Would he taste acorny?
I don't think he would eat acorns.
No, it's a thing, dude. Pigs only... There's pigs over in Spain. They're
only
just
eat
fed
acorns.
On acorns only.
Well, they might. And
it's on the new Zillion Dollar Burger.
Wow.
Zillion Dollar Burger.
What is that? Bat cheese?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Bat cheese.
What are you saying? That could have been, dude.
Bat cheese.
I think I was saying badger. Hey, what's the biggest crocodile you've ever heard of? I've seen some pictures of some big ass crocodiles.
Yeah, that one is like 100 feet long.
200.
They found one in Uganda.
Liars.
Uganda. Uganda, be kidding me. Uganda, not going to believe this. They found an 80-year-old crocodile. Monstrous man-eating crocodile.
I saw that thing. It was a monstrosity.
A monstrosity.
Just throw out a guess of weight. How much this monstrous monstrosity of a man
1,700 pounds.
That's pretty darn close. You're about
I'm going to go 1728.
Just 28 more than him?
Yeah, I'll take the over.
All right, well, both of you didn't go over, and if it was The Price is Right, we would have a winner in Dustin Gatchel, because it's 2,204 pounds.
A ton.
Yeah, it's 103 pounds lighter than the world's largest crocodile ever to be found near Lake Victoria. But yeah.
That's in Canada.
Yeah, but this one was found in Uganda. This is 103 pounds lighter than the biggest one
Why
ever.
Why? You found in Flames is Uganda?
No, there's got to be another Lake Victoria somewhere. You wouldn't have got crocodiles in Canada, do you? Adrian Bacon, do you got crocodiles in Canada?
Meow.
You make crocodile bacon?
Why would he was bacon. Found in Flames is Uganda?
Dragon tears.
You said he was found in Flames is Uganda.
In your Uganda.
Oh, in your, my Uganda.
In your Uganda.
Uganda. Gatchganda.
Gatchganda.
But yeah, I saw the dude. And he had the fucking head of the dead Ugandan crocodile open, and it was like, dude, it was ridiculously huge. I thought it was like a fake movie with Ice Cube.
Like it was a dragon.
And crocodiles are smaller than alligators.
Dundee, I know. Paul Hogan, no relation to Hulk.
Dude, this is a knife.
This is what you say.
And it cuts to that one.
What do the guy from Crocodile Dundee and a professional wrestler and what was the other one I was going to say? Fucking goddamn it.
You remember that guy died the other day, last week, the week before that, the wrestler guy, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, and John Panette. Who else died?
The Ultimate Warrior died last week?
Yeah, he did. He was only 54.
He was 54.
And now he's dead.
Well, shit, if he would I'm surprised What's-His-Face ain't dead.
I'm surprised he isn't dead either.
Oh, he is dead. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, but
that's because someone snapped into his Slim Jim, though.
He snapped into his Slim Jim when he was driving and hit a tree.
Really?
They couldn't decide whether he had a heart attack and died from the Slim Jim and then crashed into the tree, or if he crashed and then had a heart attack. Hmm. They couldn't really decide because of the time of death was right around the time when he crashed. So they didn't know. Did he go, heart attack, I can't drive, smash. Or, I'm crashing, smash, I had a heart attack because I died.
Yeah.
You get a heart attack when you die.
Which seems like you're going to bust a nut.
They're the band Dead Kennedys. They should have Dead Wrestlers, the band.
Dead Wrestlers?
Yeah. And then they could all like paint themselves up like the wrestler.
Let's see. Let's make some.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Who do you think the next wrestler is going to die? Iron Sheik?
Not him, jabroni.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
He can for all that. Yeah.
Iron Sheik, he's a fucking pissed off dude. I follow him on the twits.
Truthfully, I think a lot of them need to.
You ever follow him on the twits?
You think a lot of them need to what, flames?
Just die anyway.
Oh. Why?
Okay,
what about Rowdy Roddy? Playboy Buddy Rose is dead.
Yeah.
Rip Oliver, rest in peace.
Yeah.
So, like...
Buddy Rose?
Yeah, that's what I said. He's dead.
Yeah.
Playboy. He's a playboy. He's been my favorite.
Yeah.
Jaggers. Can either of you name one of the top 10 current rock albums?
Yeah.
Shit.
Right. One band with the chicks that we talked about called fucking Going to Heaven and Hell.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of them, though, so no, I can't name them.
The killer heavy metal band, the kids, with the lady singer.
Wrong.
No?
Oh, is that it? Don't tell me you think they're a killer heavy metal band.
No. Have you heard this? There's a newer band out. It's got this girl that just got it. It's and it's hardcore. She screams like Cookie Monster music.
Oh, Arch Enemy?
No.
Oh.
No, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, do you don't know the name?
I don't know the name.
Is he talking about that one band?
I think so. That's why I was hoping he wasn't.
Are you talking about that one band that they play all the time?
That's got the kids singing in the background?
No.
It's kind of anthemic?
No.
What was the name of that
That's
band?
What you said to me.
Oh, the name of that.
But it was them.
Is that the one that, Sail? Is that the name of the song, Sail?
No, it's called Heaven Knows or something. No, heaven knows.
No hell can wait or something.
No, it's Heaven Knows and it sounds like,
hey,
yeah,
that other song,
yeah,
about
yeah. Whoa. It's New Kids on the Block and
Is
Kiss and
Flames?
Poison. And
all thrown together.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, it's the stroke, and Dustin thought it was, God, we just talked about that last week, and we hate it so much that we've just
I can't remember the name of that band. Pretty Reckless.
There you go. How'd you do that?
I just pulled it
How
out.
Did you do that?
They're not on the top 10 list. But
okay, good, because they were
Chevelle
two of
them.
No, and that's not...
Chevelle?
Yep.
Wow.
That's Tool's little brother.
And Lorde is number two.
Who?
Fucking Lorde.
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 Chiodos, your
it's
shoes,
Lord,
are number three.
Dude, it's Lorde.
Chiodos, your shoes, are number three. You know who they are?
No.
Manchester Orchestra.
Okay.
The Used.
The Used.
Various Artists comes in at number six for the Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, the tribute. Album. I just heard Metallica doing some weird bunch of older Dio songs that I wasn't familiar with, and it was crappy because Metallica sucks now. Who else?
Yeah.
Number seven.
What?
Steel Panthers.
They are on tour right now. People are freaking out and buying tickets and thinking that they're cool again, but they're probably still not that cool. Steel Panther.
What? Who's Steel Panther?
80s metal band.
They do covers.
They do?
I thought they do, don't they?
I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were a nationally touring original rock band.
Well, maybe they got some originals. Or maybe they used to do tribute style things.
What else is on that top 10 list?
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, fuck those guys.
Lacuna Coil. And back at number 10.
Now, you know, my wife's a big fan of Lacuna Coil. They're a heavy metal band from overseas with a female lead singer that are, they're okay, but they're just not that great.
Is that who you're talking about, Flames?
Mm-mm.
Who are you talking about, Flames?
He doesn't know.
Next on the list, we got Mac DeMarco. You got to know that guy?
No.
His name is Mac DeMarco.
What's his problem?
I don't know. Punk Goes 90s, Volume 2, number 13.
See, Flames, if you ever get a Twitter, you got to follow the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to some of his tweets. Jonah Hill, you eat too much fucking popcorn. I'm going to break your fat fucking neck.
He likes to get into it with the Jose Canseco, too.
Then he says, Zac Efron, your abs look like fucking King Kong Bundy abs compared to my Iron Sheik abs.
Oh, God. Isn't he, like, flabby?
No, he's Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
Austrian Death Machine, is that hardcore?
Yeah, that's the guy Tim Lambesis from As I Lay Dying who's in prison for trying to As I Lay Dying his wife.
Number 20.
Really?
Yeah, he just pled guilty and he's getting 9 years in prison for trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife.
Well, hopefully he doesn't drop the soap.
Well, you know what happens. You know what happens when you hire someone to kill your wife?
You go to jail and
the
you drop the soap.
The person that you hire
is in court.
The person you hire is a police officer, always.
You puke in court.
You can't hire someone. I don't know if you puke in court.
Like that Jacko Pistorius.
Check this out. I'll try to talk extra loud because I'm going to stand up and show you guys something.
What is going on?
All right. Why does everybody make such a big deal about dropping the soap? I'm not going to pick up soap like this. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Those of you couldn't see what I was doing. I knelt down. I hunched down on my. I can bend both knees, even though I fucking got a fake leg.
Right.
So I asked a friend.
You're
at the
doing the Nag Champa dance.
I'm doing the Nag Champa dance. I said, "Why can't I just bend down like this and pick up the soap and not worry about getting reamed from behind?" And they said, "I just think about where your face is."
That's
right
why
now.
They made
exactly.
Butt plugs.
Your face is fucking dick height right now. And I said, "Oh, thanks, Mike McGowan, for reminding me why not to drop the soap in prison."
Yeah.
Why? Well, that's what butt plugs are made for, anyway.
You know, that just reminds me not to go to prison.
Yeah.
Just don't go there, and you can bend over anywhere. Well, I drop soap at the house just for fun because I know other people can't do it that are in prison. Sometimes I'll be in the bathroom taking a piss, and I'll just pick up the soap and drop it. And then I'll nonchalantly bend over with my pants down and pick it up. Say, huh, I have freedom. Fuck America. Freedom to pick up soap. And steal cheese.
That is freedom.
Were you sad this week when we found out that Mickey Rooney died?
What?
That's what she said.
Spoiler alert.
That's also what she said.
93?
He was pretty old. Do you remember him
he
as...
He was like 83.
Do you remember him as Chin Chin?
No, he
Chin
was
Chin
older than that.
Chin Chong, Chin Chin Chong.
Breakfast at Tiffany?
No, I remember when he played that little kid.
You remember that song, Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That was one of his first shows. Is he played
played with a little kid?
No, he was a little kid. He played a little kid in some show.
Oh, but he was really like 84.
No. But he
See,
was really, no.
I felt bad because I used to play with a little kid, like sexually, but it was myself when I was little. So I.
Yeah?
That's why I thought they called it a pedophile.
Because you're petting it?
I'm petting myself.
Petting the file.
Your file.
And then I filed it in scabs for days. Don't use...
He was 93.
Well, he was
That's
right.
Said.
He said that first. And you,
93.
How many people did he marry?
Holy
say
shit.
Four.
No, we're talking seven or eight.
Is he Elizabeth
eight.
Taylor?
I
was going to say, it was like seven or eight. He was.
I don't know.
He was,
I believe that.
He was married to his current wife since 1978.
I recently stopped
He was married a lot before then.
But he was now a, he was I can't tell my daughter a story at night because I fucking smoked cigarettes. Now my lungs are fucked up from inhaling fucking vapor.
Use the force, Luke.
You're pretty skinny, dude, Flames. You ever try to gain weight? Don't sneeze at me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never works, does it?
Yeah, it takes...
What?
It took me... I went from 75 pounds to 186 pounds.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be 70.
In 8 months.
Okay.
And that was a workout every day. Worked out in the evenings for about
2 hours. Well, I'm trying to talk about, like, eating.
When did you party, though?
Oh, yeah. And you ate everything you could. Eat lots of oatmeal, peanut butter.
I can't gain
drink
weight,
lots
dude.
Of milk.
I think I've got
what
a
about
parasite.
Peanut oats?
No.
Or oat butter.
Peanut butter. Nope.
You've never had an oat butter sandwich?
Nope.
Dude, those things are awesome,
dude.
Dude,
I'm going to bring one to the podcast next time.
An oat butter?
Oat butter sandwich.
You never had oat butter. So you're lying to me right now.
No, I never had oat butter. Never heard of it.
You churn all the oats until all it makes a butter.
Tell me that you're lying.
Tell me that you're tiger.
Oh, shit. Look out.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, I got to admit, that's the most I've laughed at this.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Are you hungry? I wanted to make a peanut butter jelly pizza for Pizza Now.
Hey.
You ever heard that before?
No.
Had you heard that before?
Yeah.
What? Who comes?
It doesn't make any sense to me, though.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. It's just a lot of ways to say peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What sense is there to make of it?
None. All I don't pretend to make sense of it.
Well, then it all worked out. If you're looking for pizza now,
bring.
We're ready when you are. Fishing.
Meow.
Want to go fishing?
You know, the techies in France have decided they've banned... Yeah. They've banned work emails after 6 p.m.
Really?
What? They've banned work emails?
In France, they've banned emails.
Damn it.
After 6 p.m.
Well, I bet that would make some people pretty sad. You want to play Plinko? One more time for Plinko. Come on, you guys.
Yay.
A brand new car. Or have you ever thought about going on the dating game, Flames?
No.
Today on the dating game, we have Flames. His chance to win a free date with Peter Gabriel.
No, thank you.
Or Bachelor number 2, Peter Gabriel.
No, thank you.
Come on. In your eyes.
No. About Salisbury Hill.
He will stand outside your window with a boombox. Serenading you with his own songs.
Just like Ellen did to Melissa.
I don't know. He shocks monkeys, so I don't...
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill.
You know what the name of Peter Gabriel's solo album in 1977 was?
Shock the Monkey?
Nope, it was called Peter Gabriel.
Oh,
you know what his you know what his solo album in 1978 was called?
Huh.
Peter Gabriel.
Okay, number 3 solo album.
Peter Son. Shock the Monkey.
Peter Gabriel. He was very short on ideas, apparently. Not only was he 5'3", but he had no clue on what to name his albums.
Really? He's only 5'3"?
I doubt it. I'm making up stuff.
Good.
I do steal all the cheese, though.
Peter Gabriel refused to title any of his first 4 solo albums, which were all labeled Peter Gabriel, using the same typeface, but which features different cover designs. In all of these designs, Gabriel's face is wholly or partially obscured in some way. Sometimes the albums are referred to as Car, Scratch, and Melt, respectively.
That's enough about him. Are you guys going to see the new Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's a trick.
What? I will never watch another Star Wars movie ever in the history of this day.
That's a good piece.
I will never either, but tomorrow I could.
Why tomorrow?
Because he said this day.
You can watch it.
I'm fucking choking up over here. We are smoking medical marijuana, which I found out that if you try to get help from a pain clinic, not the band pain clinic, but
my guy,
like a pain specialist for doctors, say if your brother broke his hip, if you go in and try to get medication, they'll say, well, if you're on medical marijuana, you can't have medical pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I quit. And they're like, okay, P-test. And he's like, well, duh, I just quit. There's still pee in my system. Nope, you're a drug seeker. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking broken hip fucking patient. I am a drug seeker right now because I need fucking drugs to fucking help my pain. And then they say, oh, here, have these little 5 milligram Vicodins. These should help. Those don't even help a fucking headache. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you people? Are you fucking new? It's your first day?
Yeah. This is my first day.
But no, I was getting to earlier about trying to gain weight. People always fucking bitch at me about being so skinny, and I eat so much, but I don't. But I don't watch
people
what
bitch at you about that.
Yeah, because, fat people.
Because you do you
fat people harass you because you're skinny.
Fat people harass me because I'm skinny. That's correct.
When you're up, you're always doing something.
You don't have to worry about watching your calories. Just have a pizza and then a fucking burger and maybe have a donut for breakfast with some fucking ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, sounds good.
That's how I eat. That's how I live. That's how I roll. I'm still skinnier than I should be. Hey. And so people bitch at me. Yeah. And they say, I'm big boned. I only sleep with black guys.
No way. Do adults use that?
They're dumb. But could you imagine, like, I see people who are super fat. Like, I see fat people.
You see big frame people.
It's called
though,
the seventh
skinny.
Sense. When you can see they're so fat that you can't even see their aura or their fucking spirit. This is a
it's
crazy.
Just a donut on the outside
it's
of
a
them.
Fat fucking right. Florida story right now. This guy is. He was fell down because he's so fat. And then they couldn't get him out of any of his doorways. They had to cut a hole in his wall.
I've seen that before
to get him
on
out.
TV.
Nice.
And like the one-ton man or whatever, the half-ton man.
They call it the bariatric unit, which is a unit that's equipped to handle patients up to 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
That's still not
Could
enough,
Could you imagine
though.
Being 1,000 pounds? That's like nine or eight or nine of a, me and you. Like
Once you're 800, you might as well be 1,000 though, right?
No, you might as well be 6. Because you got a 400-pound, like, oh, I'm 800, I might as well be 1,000. Oh, I'm 800, might as well be 600, because I'm still going to be a fat fucking cow.
Exactly.
Like, I lost 400 pounds, but I still weigh 400 pounds. So it's like, would you have any fucking inspiration to lose weight? You're like, I could lose 400 pounds and still be a fat fuck. Fucking big old fucking fat fucker. And then you have to lose 200 more pounds, and then what do you got? 800
well,
pounds of skin.
They could lose a lot of that skin, though, because they have to cut it and trim it and fit it back up. You
right.
Know?
And then if you just reuse that by eating it and eat your own skin, it helps you.
See, that's what I was thinking on when I was watching the 4,400, too, you know? Like, some guy takes a bullet and he lives, right?
Right.
Like, sure, it self-heals on the skin, but if that's like... What happens when, like, your windpipe
gets punctured by a tracheotomy?
Yeah, or heals over a bullet.
What?
You know, if a bullet's lodged in there.
Oh.
You know.
I smoked five packs of cigarettes.
It doesn't work.
Then I got shot in the neck with a bullet.
It doesn't work.
Now it sounds like I'm a tracheotomy patient.
I'd take a bullet from anybody who had a gun on me.
Yeah.
I'd take the bullet from them so they couldn't shoot me.
Yeah.
That's a term for a comedy show. If you go first, you're taking the bullet. Which is, why is everything so violent
take
in comedy?
Take it to the bullet.
Oh, I killed. You did good, you killed. You do bad, you bombed. If you go first, you take the bullet. Gag. That's choking you. Everything, that's not funny. Nothing in comedy terms are funny. It's a bit. That's not funny.
Meow.
You ever stolen a car, Flames?
Huh?
It's the statute of limitations are over, but have you ever stolen a car?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, good job.
My own.
You can't steal your own car. You're
Try not... to tell the courts that.
Yeah, okay, give me their number. I'm going to fucking call them right now.
Yeah.
Call them up, tell them about it.
No, that was the very first thing I ever got in trouble for, pretty much.
Stealing a car?
Yeah, unauthorized use of motor vehicle.
Of your own car?
My own car.
Okay, well, that doesn't really count, but that's cool.
No, yeah, I went to prison for it.
Have you ever stole a car that had illegal stuff in it that you got in trouble for when it wasn't your stuff, but you stole the car?
No.
That'd be a shitty thing. Do you think you could get your way out of that?
Not very easily.
This guy in Livermore Falls, Maine, tried. He's like, stole the car, and he got pulled over. They didn't even know that the car was stolen, and they found some marijuana in his car. And so he said, oh, that's not my marijuana because I stole this car. So they arrested him for stealing the car.
Yeah.
Was that a lesser fine?
Fuck no. He was charged with felony operating under the influence and felony counts of theft by unauthorized taking or transfer of violating condition of release.
Meow.
All he had was a possession of a usable amount of marijuana, which is probably like a bowl load or some shit.
Meow.
He's like, oh, I would have just said, yep, that weed's mine, and I stole this car. I mean, I didn't steal this car, and could I just get a ticket? Give me a ticket, and I'll go, and you can keep my weed. You can break my pipe. It wasn't even my weed because I stole this car. I mean, fuck, did I... that's like a Chris Farley thing. No, or Chong. No, man, you can't bust me for that weed because it's not mine, you see, because I stole this car. You stole this car? You're under arrest for stealing a car.
Yeah.
Looks like you weren't with us on Wednesday. We had a story about a lady who bought some weed from her friend, and she didn't think it was good enough weed, so she tried to get her money back, and the guy said...
Don't take my money.
Get my money back. And she goes, all right, I'm calling the cops. She called the cops and said, hey, I just bought $40 worth of weed and it's not good. And that guy won't give me my money back. So the cops came out. I said, hey, you still got the weed? She's like, yeah. She pulls it out. I said, oh, you're under arrest for weed. She's like, wait a minute, I wanted my $40 back. Now I got no $40 and no fucking shitty weed. And I'm in jail with a $500 bill.
Shitty weed.
Nice.
Damn it, dude.
Nice.
People are so
dude.
So dumb.
Dude.
So fucking dumb. I can't even believe it.
Yep.
What was the last thing you watched on Netflix?
This is my thinking music. I'm trying to think about it. I turned it on. Oh, I was watching Louie, the series. I was catching up on that because I watched that Saturday Night Live. And remember I told you I was thinking about whether he wrote the whole episode and stuff. What's the last time you watched the Netflix?
Nah.
It was that movie I was talking about that...
you told me. The Notebook.
Yeah, the Notebook.
And then I saw when you were over here before on Flames' viewing history, he was watching The Pianist. That's a movie, isn't it? And then I came over before you guys were watching Something About Last Night, remember? Because I know you guys really dig rom-com.
Something About Last Night.
You guys love the rom-com.
The rom-com?
Yeah, you know, like rom-com. Barton Fink.
That's not a rom-com.
Our Coneheads is.
Are you talking about a Roman coming in?
Roman?
I like all those rom-com movies. They're all about Roman communion. I thought a rom-com was a romantic comedy. No, that'd be called a rom-com? Duh. It's not a romantic comedy.
Would you classify Rocky III as a romantic
rom-com?
Comedy?
No, I'd consider it as a rock-com. Rocky comedy.
Rocky comedy.
Yo, Adrian! Oh, bend over so I can sign something on your back. Old Sylvester.
I wonder how many people, like, as far as a percentage of people named Adrian, like that movie.
I would have to say 65%.
I'd say less, because they'd get tired of people yelling that at them.
Adrian!
So who do you think is more talented, Sylvester Stallone or his little brother Frank?
A rock.
Help, I'm a rock?
A pebble.
What kind of a rock?
A rock.
So you're saying just between a rock and a hard fucking dumbass?
Granite, something like that.
Did you know he had a little brother?
You don't want to take that for granted.
Oh,
Frank.
Oh, dude, you're rocking me up.
Frank.
Frank Stallone probably had a little bit more, because have you ever heard Sylvester Stallone sing?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard Frank Stallone sing?
I haven't heard Frank either sing.
You're fucking about to.
Yeah.
Today on What's in Hans's CD Player, it's Frank Stallone. This is Frank Stallone right here. You remember that movie that had Jamie Lee Curtis and John Travolta as, like, dancing exercise people?
Wow.
Was it called Perfect or something like that?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Perfect. It was called Jazzercise Volume 9.
Are you sure?
That's Frank Stallone.
Travolta and DeVolta.
And why does his brother sound like this?
Because when you're from the Bronx and you talk like that, when you sing, it's just like when you're the Beatles. You just sing normally. You don't sing like you talk. I can have an Australian accent.
It's called Perfect.
That's what I said.
Oh,
and you said no.
Mute.
I bet you guys didn't know that Frank Stallone was so good. Listen to him, man. His range is incredible. I heard when Bruce Dickinson was sick, he filled in for him.
Hey,
Stallone with Iron Maiden.
Who sings Paradise Island?
You got me.
I've been trying to figure out who sings that song.
What
who
is
sings
it?
What?
Paradise Island.
By who?
I don't know.
Can you sing a couple bars for us?
Yeah, sing at a bar for us.
God dang it.
Is it Brian Simpson?
Huh?
Is it Brian Simpson?
It's like 70s.
You mean...
Brian Simpson?
You mean Paradise Island Real Estate?
No.
You mean Brian Simpson?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What year was the song done?
I did not know this was
fucking
Frank Stallone. This is an inspiring montage type of music.
Is it jazz?
Is it Andy Hoskinson?
No, it's rock.
Are you sure it's not jazz rock?
Are you sure it's not acoustic electric guitar?
Are you sure it's not? It's not.
Is it Ray Charles?
No.
The Surfers? The song is called Paradise Island.
Because I heard it. But I didn't hear the guy's name.
Did they say it so many times?
Yeah.
Paradise Island.
Yeah.
Paradise Island.
Is that how it goes?
Paradise Island.
It's pretty good.
Is it a little
Paradise
different?
Paradise Island.
Is it a little different than he's singing it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Paradise Island.
Is that the name?
It sounds like Queensryche.
Paradise Island! Paradise Island!
So that wasn't the name of the band? Because there's a band called Paradise Island!
No.
Okay, it's a song called Paradise Island!
Yeah, I don't know if it's by Robert John or something like that, or...
Oh, and he sings about Paradise
Island!
I know Robert John sings that song.
Rupert Holmes.
Are you singing
Elton John?
Could be Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes sang fucking Pina Colada.
Yeah.
Paradise Island. Sounds just like that guy.
If you like drinking Pilates.
If you like drinking Pilates.
If you like doing Pilates and doing yoga in the rain. Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
No, it's a good...
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is. I don't know, man. I was talking to my uncle on the street the other day, and he told me it pretty much goes to Paradise Island. And I tried to tell him, dude, it's Flame said it's different, and he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no such song as a Paradise Island song, dude.
Really?
So this is like you're talking a 70s popular radio song.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here it is.
I've never heard anything like Paradise Island. getting on the radio.
Are you saying, take me down to the Paradise Island? Because I heard that one before.
Are you sure you're not talking about two tickets to Paradise
Island? Two tickets to Paradise Island. Oh, I know. You're thinking of David. Just looks like living in Paradise Island.
You're talking about Lake?
What?
Lake?
Paradise Lake.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not?
Oh, it looks to me like Paradise by the Island.
Are you sure it's not by Lake, dude?
I'm sure.
Are you sure it's not Coldplay?
No.
Paradise Island. I'm going to lose my voice from saying it. How about John Prine? Is it John Prine?
I don't know.
Paradise Island.
Are you sure the song
John Prine, he's been around for a while.
Oh, he's been around.
The song isn't called Sorry to Say?
Is it? Oh, is it the bird of Paradise Island fly up your nose? May the bird of Paradise Island fly up your nose.
Dude, that would hurt.
Oh, shit.
I think we found out the name of this episode. Paradise Island. Did you mean Paradise 70s songs?
Dude, there's a song from the 70s by Lake Paradise Island.
Is it the Bionic Boogie? By Paradise Island.
David song.
Oh, is it the one that goes Paradise Island?
That's
it. Paradise Island. That's really close, actually. It's coming to me slowly. Haunted
down on Thunder Island.
Oh, it's Thunder Island. That's what it was. See, Haunted already had the CD for
it. Do, 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 do.
Down on Paradise Island.
Thunder Island.
Thunder Island. Thunder.
Now you're talking about by Jay Ferguson, dude.
Yep, that's Jay Ferguson. That was his one hit wonder. And he had one other. So he had Thunder Island, and then he had that one Paradise Island. I think Elton John even had a song about that. Paradise Island. You just do it in a different key. Paradise by Vlad the Impaler.
Ooh.
Paradise Island.
Sticky we with
now
my stick.
This for television programs and films.
Do what?
Dan Ferguson. Oh, Jay?
Jay Ferguson, man.
Well, that's pretty cool because a new song has been created today.
He was also a member of bands such as Western Union and the Red Roosters and the Oat Hill Stump Straddlers.
The Oat Hill Stump Straddlers.
That's the ties I had to him. We're both stump straddlers, and he used to wire me money. He used to wire me money for new stumps. The Paradise Island.
The Paradise Island.
I think that's going to be the new Guns N' Roses single.
Our own thunder. I couldn't think of it.
Okay, well, you got that took a, it took me seeing a thing that went doo 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 down on Paradise Island.
Dude, he wrote the scorer for the theme to the U.S. version of The Office.
Huh.
That guy right there.
Really?
Paradise Island guy.
Well, this is the actual music to Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
This is Paradise.
He also did the main theme for The Nightmare on Elm Street 5 Dream Child.
This was the song he was actually talking about.
Paradise Island.
No, I read Thunder Island.
It's Outcast or some shit. Well, I'm begging to wonder because I'm on the Paradise Island.
Paradise Island!
This is by the Surfers.
Dude, how much did he pay those fucking birds to be chirping in the back? He give them a cut?
They work for free on Paradise Island! Oh, he just shot those fucking seagulls are nipping. The gulls are nipping! Give me my shotgun.
You know, the year before Thunder Island, he had a song, a hit song with a single called Medicated Goo.
Ooh,
Medicated Goo.
Medicated Goo. Ooh, was that a good one? Did they say it was a hit or was it just a release?
Yeah, it was a single.
It's the single most fucking terrible song to be released that year.
He also had that
who is
song.
It?
He also had Jay that Ferguson. Song, Shakedown Cruise. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Shakedown Cruise.
To the Paradise Island. Everything's with him is about fucking cruises and islands.
Cruises and islands.
What is he, fucking Pablo Cruz? You've got to find your place in the sun.
Oh, yep.
I saw Pablo Cruz at fucking Albany. At Albany. It's this great venue. It's called Albany.
River Rhythms.
River Rhythms. Also saw River some Fog Rhythm. Hat down there. But
really?
Yeah.
When did they have Fog Hat down there?
Just last summer.
Oh, man. Yeah. That shit.
Dude, everybody was wearing a Fog Hat.
Guess what their last song was?
Slow Ride.
Yeah, and they actually went off stage and said, good night.
And then Slow Ride it back up there?
Everybody knew. Everybody knew that they were coming back to do Slow Ride.
Slow Ride. Paradise Island.
All right, Hans, what's in your CD player today? Anybody got any guesses?
Paradise Island.
No, we got to get... He was listening to Paradise Island.
No.
So far...
Give me a genre.
Oh, dude. This is your... This is one of your... All right. This is one of your bands.
All right. All right.
This is one of your bands.
All right.
You've seen them live a few times, I'm sure. You want to see them every time they come.
Ween.
No. It's not his favorite band, but... You and Pat would like to go see these guys.
Little Mud Honey.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking of, but I wasn't going to say yeah.
Super Fuzz Big Muff is rolling classic, around dude, in Hans' classic. CDs player.
You that's never got really got like, into the Mud Honey kick, did you?
No, but I did love Help Me, I'm Sick, and I know that's on that album.
Dude, you hear that in a commercial recently, haven't
even
you?
Though that's hit-seeky or whatever, but yeah. At least I could appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually got into Green River more later after I kind of grew an appreciation for Mark Arm's vocals, which are kind of weird at first.
And his warehouse managing over at Sub Pop.
Oh, yeah, he's keeping the cardboard boxes going in and out.
Yeah.
I was keeping listening to some Raven on my turntable from 1980. Yeah.
Paradise Island!
It's called Paradise Island! No, it's called Mad. It made me mad when I listened to it because it only had 5 songs on it. It's like a mini album. It must be an EP. But, man, that first song, I can't remember the name of it right now because Black Sabbath is singing in my ears, but God, what? Something about something. Paradise Island. But, yeah, checking out some Raven. Check those guys out. Old school metal.
Mm-hmm.
And some Mud Honey. Flames, tell me you've been listening to something besides Megadeth and Iron Maiden. Nope.
I've been listening to all kinds. Rush.
Do you listen to work music?
Primus. I've been listening to Primus.
Do you ever get to listen to music at work?
No. Can't listen to music at work.
Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Owl scare pigeon? Is that all you get to hear?
Owl scare pigeon.
My daughter was telling me the other day that people can buy owls to be indoor pets.
What?
I argued with her until she showed me.
Who?
That's what I said.
Who?
Hootie who? I go, what are you going to name him? Hootie?
Hootie. Hootie.
He goes, no, I'm naming him Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently you can buy owls. Like, are you sure those are not fucking wall ornaments? You can't just buy an owl.
Scare pigeon.
Owl scare. And I told her that. And I said, also, Flames paint owl.
Yep.
Flames paint owl. Owl scare pigeon, flame paint owl. And I told Farm Tape Knows about that, and he said, what? Flames painted an owl? I said, it's kind of an accident.
Yeah,
he
said, I didn't know it was in there.
But then Dustin said he didn't think it was an accident. That you are a serial owl painter.
No.
No?
I didn't know he was in there.
Oh, he wasn't. The owl wasn't really in there. It was just a figment of your imagination.
No, it was there.
Oh,
that was a big bastard. She... He was a big bastard.
So his parents weren't married. Her parents weren't married then. When she, I didn't even know owls could get married.
No, I didn't either.
Well, you said he was a bastard, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Big bastard.
Owl scare pigeon. Flames paint.
Owl.
Owl
scare
who?
Pigeon.
Flames paint owl. Okay, get out of here, Ozzy. Fucking weirdo.
I'm going to peel.
Peel.
Song about when he had a bad sunburn.
Man. I know. Under the sun, right into I'm going to peel. NIB stands for naturally irritated burnt. I got a sunburn. Can I write a song about it? Yeah, let's call it Iron Bloke. No, I am bloke. You must call it
Iron Bloke.
I am sunburnt man.
I'm going to peel. Copper tone tan.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, my God.
That's a good one. Copper tone tan.
Stronger than dirt. Oh. I wish my name... This guy's name is Pothoff. Pothoff. Gustav Pothoff is a crazy Floridian.
Gustav Pothoff.
He's an atheist. He's accused of attacking his roommate with a butter knife because he thought he looked too much like Jesus.
Ooh.
He told the Orange County judge, and I've never seen an Orange judge in any county, but that he deserves to be with someone of his own kind. It's my human rights. He's specifically asking a judge to change his public defender. Why?
Public defender.
Because he was rejecting the idea of an agnostic lawyer.
Ah.
What would you guys think if your lawyer was an agnostic and didn't know what fucking religion he wanted? What the fucking difference does that make?
It doesn't. Shouldn't.
Yeah.
But at least he's honest in saying, I can't do it. You know, have someone who wants to do it. Or
he wants an atheist for a public defender, not an agnostic.
Well, that's...
Why doesn't
he just go and be happy with it? Well, what is he paying for it?
No, it's a public defender. And he's fucking Pothoff. That's his name is Pothoff. Like fucking Hasselhoff, but pot. What's the hassle? Pothoff.
It's the hassle pot.
Come on, Hasselhoff. Hasselpot. Fucking hassle me, man. I'll fucking hassle you. You fucking do nothing. Fucking.
Here's some, you want to know about some new instant movies that came out in April 2004?
What's an instant movie?
2014 on Netflix.
Oh, I thought you meant it's just like, boom, it's a movie.
Yep.
Just add water, makes its own plot. Man, hit me.
Ali,
with your
have
best
you seen that movie,
plot.
Ali, with Will Smith?
I refuse to watch it because he's one of the worst actors in the fucking history of black crime.
All right, what about Amistad featuring Will Smith?
Amistad? What are you Will Smithing me for? What next you're going to say, you should watch that After Earth. It's really, really good. Him and Jaden Smith.
No, that Will actually Smith. Had Matthew McConaughey and Anthony Hopkins.
I always wait till it's my birthday to watch any Will Smith movies.
What about Ass Backward?
Birthdays.
Yeah.
With John Cryer.
All my THs are Fs today because I'm paying tribute to Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith.
1972 movie Bad Company with Jeff Bridges. You ever seen that one?
No, I thought about watching it though.
Barton Fink.
Barton Pink, what?
Barton Fink, classic. Coen
yeah,
Brother.
I love that movie. It's got that guy that I was just
John
thinking
Turturro.
About, but I didn't say
John
him
Goodman.
Yet. Turturro. Probably has both of them.
It does have both. Bob's Burgers, season 3.
Oh, you know that he ended up, not Bob's Burgers, but John Goodman, he ended up as the bad guy drug dealer in Hangover 3.
Yeah?
I liked his role. That's what made it okay. I just remembered why I watched the whole rest of the movie.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, because that Chinese dude, I don't know if you've watched any of them, but...
I watched the first one.
Oh, what? You never do cocaine before? That guy, you know, that's on Community, I think?
Mm-hmm.
He ripped off John Goodman and did a lot of shitty shit. And so
he's pretty funny.
It was kind of like that guy. As far as Hangovers go, it was an all right watch. I didn't mind. I just don't really like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley taking the pooper Cooper.
That's right. Mm. He should.
Hey, if you're getting a hankering for a Death Wish 1 and 2 are on Netflix now.
All right.
Yeah, instant watch. As well as The Fifth Element. How about a few dollars more? Maybe you saw the first couple movies and...
I was going to say, for a few dollars more, you can get a DVD shipped to your house.
Yep, The Graduate.
with Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm, Lars Ulrich and The Real Girl.
What?
Isn't that a movie?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Who's Talking Now, your favorite John Travolta, Kirstie Alley movie.
Oh, goodness.
You should call that a vehicle.
The Man with One Red Shoe, Tom Hanks. Remember that before he got so big that he was into coke all the time?
Yeah, and then the sequel, The Man with One White Volleyball.
Wilson!
And then the third follow-up between them, the prequel to the sequel called One White Man with AIDS in Philadelphia. The Man with One AIDS.
Yep. How about The Naked Gun 2.5?
Oh, with Leslie Nielsen. Oh, that sounded the same when we said it, but it was completely different. You say O.J. Simpson and Leslie Nielsen at the same time, you can't even tell what we said. Oh, Leslie Nielsen.
What about the Rocky series, 1-5?
Oh, fuck.
Yo! I don't think I want to.
You got The Running Man. Remember that with Arnold?
I've got The
Runs. Schwarzenegger.
Dude, you're making up stuff now. Dude, I like The Running Man. It has Richard Dawson as the game show host. I was surprised when he didn't try to kiss Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's like, all right, welcome to the show.
Hey, he did.
This one you're going to be excited about, dude.
Get your lips off of me.
Let me see if I can name it if I say who's in it. Robert John Burke. Do you know that guy? All right, maybe not. Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, I do know who that is. Joe Mantegna.
All right.
He used to play football for 49ers, correct, in California.
All right, what movie was he in?
He was 49er, Joe Mantegna.
No,
oh, no, he was like, he reminds me of that one guy. He's got like
Nick
a goatee.
Fitzgerald's brother?
He's got a goatee. He looks like Ray Mantoiga.
Romano?
No.
Well, if you're going to talk about Ray Romano.
No, it's Thinner by Stephen King.
Oh, I like that.
That's on Netflix now.
That guy who played him was... one time he did a cameo on my show, Ray Romano. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
We'll get him on the show next week.
The Writer's Room, Season 1.
I don't like that show.
You don't like that show?
No, because it doesn't have Ray Romano on it.
Hey, we haven't done this all week, so we're going to do this. We're going to kick flames out of the studio.
What kind of birthdays you got going on?
That's what we're doing. How'd you know? Why are you so fucking psychic?
Gattaca. You like that movie?
With Gattaca? Uma Thurman? Say it again because you said it like M. Night
Gattaca.
Shyamalan. You're not saying it correctly.
Gattaca. Gattaca.
Catechus?
Gattaca.
What are you saying?
Gattaca.
What, dude.
That movie, Gattaca.
Gattaca?
Gattaca.
Gothica?
Gattaca.
Gattaca?
Gattaca.
Gattaca?
Gattaca.
Gattaca.
I don't know what that is.
Gattaca with Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman and Jude Law.
Say it again.
Gattaca.
Say it again.
Gattaca.
I just was going to see how many times you'd say it. I've never seen it. Maybe I'll watch it.
Gattaca.
Okay, speaking of good movies, today's a good movie, actor dude. Birthday today. He was in
I'll
such
tell you
films
who it is.
As Cat's Eye with Stephen King. He tried to quit smoking cigarettes in that movie. I also saw him full frontal nudity in a movie that had, I think, goat in the title.
James Woods.
Yeah, that's all it took was two.
Well, I knew from the first one. I didn't know he was nude in the movie.
Dude, you gotta see his gross gray-haired penis. I mean, you gotta see it.
You gotta see it, dude.
In a rainstorm with a goat.
Is the head on the top of the head?
He's got a head on his neck.
Is that where the hair is?
He's got a head on his neck, and he's got a head on his shaft.
All right, so
how
yeah.
old do you think James Woods is today?
Ah, Jesus.
And he was in so many good movies. So many good movies. He's a great
72.
Actor. 72 good movies as well.
I'd say...
Oh, that was your guess
no,
for age.
I'm going to say 72 plus 18 would be...
190.
No, it would be 64, 54 to the 46 plus 14 would be 60.
You guys are high and low. He's right in between there at 67.
Wow.
Also born today
well.
On April 18th is Conan O'Brien. And we found out last week that Flames does not like Conan. He's older than I
Kanan
thought.
Kanan Hadar.
Of course, not much older than me, but older than I thought.
48.
93.
Yep, 93. Just kidding. He keeps his age so well.
Yeah,
you know,
he does.
He's 51.
He's a leprechaun.
What did he
a
say
doll.
About not being chosen by Letterman?
I don't think he wanted it. But I don't know. You could say that. After you don't get it, it's fucking sour.
I just don't watch him, so I didn't know if he said anything or what his word was.
I didn't hear anything about
it. You know, there was no big, like, They didn't take long to announce it.
Also, filmmaker Eli Roth, I don't know if you're familiar with his stuff. He made the Hostel movies, and he's affiliated with Quentin Tarantino. And I don't know if you know this one, Alia Shawkat. You know who that is?
You did what?
Alia Shawkat.
He took it to Shawkat.
That's that girl that plays Maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Yeah. And she's only 25, so that means when Arrested Development first started, she was only like 14.
Mm-hmm. Quit watching it in that way.
Dude, but she was playing a character in the like the last season where she was working with Jeff Garland, remember? And she was pretending to be an adult, but she was really in high school.
She was only like 16.
Yeah, that's weird. And also today, celebrity birthday locally, former member of Vexium, 19 Limbs, and Perpetual Conversion, Paula Pippi Pip.
Hey, what up?
Haven't heard from her for a while, but I see an occasional Facebook post. And it's her birthday today, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
April 18th. Something's going on tonight. I can't remember what. Oh, yeah, it's the finals of the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. Head down there to Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And just fucking vote for somebody. I'd go for Scoot Herring, and that's I'm picking it. Picking it right now, Scoot Herring.
Scoot Herring.
He's my favorite comedian that made it through. And so I called him from the beginning. You can ask my wife. That's like a kid saying, you can ask my mom. I told her like 3 weeks ago, Scoot Herring for the win.
Is Jumanji your favorite Bonnie Hunt movie?
No, but
yes.
Okay. Yes, it is.
What would be your other favorite Bonnie Hunt movie?
The other one.
She's had plenty. She had her own show. Remember that? She's a stand-up comedian who got her own show.
She's married to a stand-up comedian as well.
Yeah.
They do a thing. It's called Sex in the Bedroom. And then they do stand-up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
What? And then they have sex on stage?
Nope. You didn't listen.
In comedy in the bedroom?
It's comedy. I listened. I just listened a little more than
they
what you said.
They got in trouble because they had a show called Comedy Gang Bang, a Comedy Gang Bang, Comedy Gang Bang, a Comedy Gang Bang, where they just had people come on and fuck.
She's nominated for two Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Upper butt.
I want to do a comedy gangbang show where we just have like female comedians come on and we fuck them.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Gats?
Sure.
We'll just bring like three female comedians and we'll just have a comedy gangbang.
Comedy gangbang.
We'll just laugh at them while Reggie Watts plays his fucking weird music.
Yeah.
Combs his weird hair.
She was in that movie Cars. Did you ever watch that one?
Cars.
That's not a movie. It's a cartoon.
No.
Cars.
It's still a movie.
Well, it is. Cars. George Carlin was in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now he's dead.
She was in the Toy Story movie.
What, is she can just do cartoon voices?
She was just in Hurricane Season. She played the principal.
Wow.
I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. And have you ever watched that movie?
Yeah, I just did the other day, actually.
You know that movie's already 8 years old?
I liked it, actually.
That's all right.
Sarah Silverman fucked Jeff Garland in that movie.
I know.
What?
Yeah. And then when he tried to call her back and bring her flowers, she said, don't bring me flowers and don't come over. I'm sorry.
Don't bring me flowers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
She's like, I just wanted to know what it was like to be with a fat dude. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yeah. Go away. He's like, wah, wah,
wah.
I'm fat. I'm 40. I live with my mom. What the fuck is going on? That's a new song I just wrote.
Meow.
What do you guys think of it?
Meow.
All right.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow could mean meow or meow could mean meow.
Meow.
Malcolm in the Middle. What do you think? They just took Malcolm out of it and put a new family in there. Now they just call it The Middle.
Yeah.
And that show's been on almost as long as Malcolm was in The Middle.
And so now it's time for a new change, and they should just change it to
Middle.
Breaking Bad in the Middle.
Why call it Middle?
Because it's heavy metal.
When's Sal's show coming out?
Who's, I don't know. Birthday Boys did a full season, and now I think they're working on Sal. Can't remember his name right now.
Saul Goodman.
Saul Good. That's weird. That's a phrase. Saul Good, man.
Small.
Saul Good, man.
He's like, it's all good, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what fucking Jesse would say.
It's being filmed right now in Albuquerque.
That's what I said. Oh, Albuquerque. Of course it has to be filmed in Albuquerque. Because that's where it's all
you
going.
You know, Bob Odenkirk is also going to be in Fuggo.
Hey, man.
Oh, no, I didn't. Bob Odenkirk going to be in Fuggo.
In Fuggo.
No, I heard you, Bob. It starts not too long.
Fargo.
They're making Fargo into a series starring Billy Bob Thornton.
Fargo.
Billy.
And Bob Odenkirk.
And Fargo.
And as far as you go.
Odenkirk.
Yeah.
That's a familiar name.
Yeah, he's
in the comedy.
The Mr. Show guy.
He was also on Doctor Show.
Yeah.
He was on the Cable Guy movie for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it starts on 420, imagine that.
Yeah.
Sunday on 420, imagine that.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Imagine it. Imagine dragons.
Imagine dragons.
Imagine dragons.
Because oh,
you like
boy.
A dragon imagining things.
Oh, you like a dragon yeah. imagining things.
Boom, boom.
I just thought of something, man. I thought of something real funny.
What'd you thought of?
Your mama.
What is it?
Just kidding. That's an old Cheech and Chong joke. No, I thought of something, but I'm not going to tell you guys what it is because I'm going to try to send a telepathic message.
You know Flames is a big fan of Martin and his comedy?
Martin Lawrence?
Martin.
Martin.
Martin Lawrence?
Martin.
Yeah, I think so. That's, no. Like, that's what it means.
The Black Martin?
No.
Which guy?
Steve.
Oh.
See, when I say Martin and you think comedy, you no longer think Steve Martin.
See, because I'm working on a new character right now called Steve Martin Lawrence.
Steve
he's half
Martin.
Black, half white. He plays a banjo. He's got an arrow through his head, and he does coke in the middle of an intersection while he's freaking out and goes to a rehab center.
Really?
Yeah, and it's called Run Tell Dat.
Crazy guys.
Run Tell Dat
crazy guy. Or it's Let's Get Small, Run Tell Dat.
Let's Get Small.
Hey, Let's Get Small. I read some stuff about Steve Martin, and he tried to be like a regular comic for a while, and it just wasn't working. He wasn't getting a major success. So he changed his persona to a wild and crazy guy who was like overconfident and talked like this a lot. And he got himself a white suit and some white shoes and picked up the banjo. R-A-M-B-L-I-N.
I'm a rambling man.
I'm rambling, yes, rambling. And that's just weird because I heard some other guys talking about doing comedy with Dan Whitney down in Florida back.
Dan Whitney.
You know who Dan Whitney is?
Dan Whitney.
Nope.
Fucking Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy is not a real person. That's a persona.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
It's a fake accent.
You just blew all reality for me.
Sorry. You should look it up on YouTube and watch some stand up of Dan Whitney.
I don't want to.
Do it.
I don't want
to. It's him with no accent. He ain't talking about Walmart. He ain't saying get her done. I see you guys have a little bit of contempt for Larry the Cable Guy.
It doesn't matter. I don't.
Yeah, we don't.
My favorite out of those blue collar people are fucking. I like Ron White. He's all right. I don't like the tater salad thing, but
I don't either.
His latest special was pretty good.
I got a drink in my hand. He stole this whole bit from Julian, dude. How can you like him?
Well, he just bought $2,500 worth of joke from Andy Andrus last year, so.
Right. Andy Andrus?
Andrist.
Andrist.
Can you sell $2,500 worth of jokes?
Yeah.
I would love to sell $2,500 worth of jokes.
He's busy.
All right, well. You guys, thanks for listening. We're going to get the fuck out of here. It's a groovy little groove. Thanks for being on the show, Flames.
Yeah,
we missed you the last couple days.
Yeah,
we thought you were mad at us.
No,
thanks for coming over from Paradise Island.
I'm gonna make that song, dude.
I hope you do.
It's gonna go.
Paradise
Island.
To go on the entire album, though. Cruises
Paradise
and islands.
Island.
Where we have songs about islands and cruises.
I think I'm just gonna use this music if Floyd will give me the rights to it.
Paradise Island.
That doesn't
work. Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This must be just like living in Paradise Island. Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
Paradise by the dashboard light island. All right, you guys have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
And don't forget to rock on the weekend.
Don't forget to get your metal out. Of your butt.
Yeah, do that.
It hurts.
Although you can use one of those fork thermometers.
Twing. All right, are you ready for plugs? This is going to be a 2-week plug. So if there's shows next week that already happened, just pretend like you didn't hear it. That's the way it rolls around here. We're going to give you some open mics to go tell jokes at every other Monday at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, right on campus there. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show. You tell jokes and they might gong you.
It's fun. It's good for your character. It starts at 9 o'clock. The sign-ups are 9. The show starts shortly after that. Every Tuesday in Salem at the Capital City Theater, Jared Richard hosts their open mic there. It's a great room. And there's usually a good turnout, and people are there to laugh, so it's fun. Tiny Tavern open mic every Wednesday, which I hit up last week, and that was a good time. That's at 4th and Blair, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Sign-ups at 9:30. The Green Room, every Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, 8 p.m. sign-up time. It usually starts before 9, depending on what's going on down there afterwards. That's right inside Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. And every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Mac Chase hosts an open mic there, 9:30 sign-ups. And I heard you can smoke weed in there, so that's awesome. Should go do that. Let's see. April 21st, Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show, but it's a day late because he's always really stoned, I guess. I don't know. He'll be in Portland on the 20th at Helium. I guess that's the deal. But yeah, go see Doug Benson. And then on the 25th of April, it's the Grand Slam Violin Festival. You know what that is? Let me translate that for you. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 6 with Alex Elkin. That's Eugene's best comedian of 2013, crowned by the Eugene Weekly. And he also is the host of the Brickwall Comedy Show on 1450 All Comedy AM. He'll be headlining that show down there at Denny's, right off the freeway there. 233 is the exit. And I'll be doing a set. Jason Eifler will be doing a set as well. We got some music shows coming to the area, as always. 420, it's Dillinger Escape Plan at the Hawthorne Theater. They've kind of went a direction that I don't care for, but you might like them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Nether Regions, our friend Joseph Wickstrom will be playing with his band Nether Regions at the Tonic Lounge on April 22nd with Taurus. I wonder if that's Billy Sheehan's band. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster at the Hawthorne Theater, $13 and $15. And here's my favorite show of the upcoming shows, Stumpfest, April 24th through 26th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Thursday has Trans Am and Federation X and Life Coach. Friday night's a great night with Red Fang, Lord Dying, Norska, and Black Pussy. And then Saturday, the crowning jewel of the evenings with Yob, Black Cobra, Diesto, and Drunk Dad. $15 a night for advance tickets or $17 at the door. You can get a 3-day pass for $35, but those are going quickly, so pick them up while you can. Mastodon and Gajira at the Roseland, April 29th. Tickets are $25 in advance, $40 at the door. So save $15 by buying your tickets early. Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, May 2nd. Fu Manchu at Dante's on the 3rd. $15 for that. And also Nile will be playing May 3rd. If you're not into stoner rock, go to the death metal show at the Hawthorne Theater, playing with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Kevin Seconds, formerly of the punk band 7 Seconds, is doing a solo tour. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on May 22nd with Steve Nobles and Matt Danger. $10 in advance and at the door. That's the way it should be. Same price both times. I hate that fucking advance bullshit. Don't get me started. May 24th, The Victims of Internal Decay returns to Portland after 18 years with World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. I hate that shit. I didn't make that up. May 28th, Black Flag is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Victims of Internal Decay, Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and about 4 or 5 other bands, I think. I'm not sure. Still putting together the lineup on that one. And June 18th, it's King Buzzo of the Melvins doing his solo thing at the Hawthorne Theater. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. There's more shows. I'm forgetting about some, but I don't care. And you guys got to listen to these same ones for 2 weeks, so whatever. Just think how many new shows there will be, though, when I come back to do plugs in 2 weeks. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on that donate icon. Give us some money. We need it. God knows it. And also, maybe do some shopping. Just click on the Amazon button there on the left and takes you to amazon.com. You can do some shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little bit of money. So thank you guys for your support, and we'll see you around the bend.